Elissa Walker Campbell is on the air,
asking the questions you want to know
with sports' biggest and best names. Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell.
Rick is, I think, just a great guy at handling these situations. I have all the respect in the world for him as a coach, how to manage the roster and knew what all of his guys were capable of doing and or not doing and put them in a position to succeed.
The fastest hour in radio. Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Elissa Walker Campbell.
Welcome back to our Beyond the X's and O's segment. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell, and so delighted to be alongside the Dallas Mavericks' very own Brandon Wright, whose stock continues to rise, and he certainly continues to prove that he can hold his own with the very best centers in the NBA. And Brandon, let's start off our conversation by talking about what has the past 5 months been like being here in Dallas and being a part of a defending world championship team and organization.
Well, first of all, I mean, it's been a great experience for me. You know, it was a really fast-paced switch-up, you know, coming here and, you know, having to do everything so fast and, you know, the lockout and everything so compressed. But, you know, my teammates, my coaching staff, they really integrated me in well. And, I mean, I've been happy since I've been here.
And I'm curious, you know, being a part of a veteran club and to have the opportunity to play with some of the greatest players that have ever been a part of this game, a Dirk Nowitzki and a Jason Kidd, what kind of advice, Brandon, have they offered up to you to help you quickly step into the system?
I mean, I think it's a great opportunity for a young guy to come in here with such great vets that are so humble and they're willing to take young guys under their wings. Not only their vets and Hall of Fame type of players, but they're very, very humble. They're willing to, you know, escort guys, take guys under their wing, and just be very respectful. I mean, it's been a great situation for me. I can't explain to you how much I love it.
Well, you're certainly thriving in that situation, and Brandon, it is hard to believe. Here we are in the month of April, and it's official. The playoff push is now underway. Give us a pulse on the team now that you have key players that are back on board, a Delonte West, a Brendan Haywood, because you guys have been inoculated with an extra boost of confidence, especially when your backs are against the wall. We saw that against Orlando.
Yeah, it's been tough for us this year. You know, we've been having guys in and out the lineup the entire single year. You know, a guy getting hurt here, missing 5-6 games. You know, Delonte missed 20-something games, I think. But, you know, we're coming back together. You know, we're ready to make this stretch run. And we're going to surprise a lot of people in the playoffs.
Let's zero in and talk about your play and production, because you have had an outstanding year. And certainly there are so many games that we can take time to highlight. I think about the game at Denver, but specifically the game in Houston. You had a season high 7 block shots, and you also hit that key 10-footer, which was really huge. But tell me, Brandon, how have you been able to make such a seamless transition from the power forward position to the center spot?
Well, it's not as hard as people would think. You know, obviously guarding bigger guys, which is okay. You're used to that. You know, the offense is a little bit different. But, you know, with me, I think I can use all my attributes to my advantage, quickness, athletic ability, speed. I think that can hurt opposing centers because they're not used to going up against guys like that.
But what fundamentally have you had specifically to be a little bit more cognizant of, aware of? Because, as you said, you're going against guys that are bigger than you. In fact, they're about 50 to 60 pounds, you know, way more than you than on the block. I mean, what specifically do you have to be a little bit more disciplined on when you're boxing them out?
Exactly. That's the thing. You got to be more disciplined on box outs. Got to get a body on guys. You know, when you play the four, you can roam around a little bit more. You can just touch and go, but you know, when you're playing the five, you really got to box these guys out, because these guys are coming. You know, that's how they, you know, that's how they get their, you know, their so-called bread. You know, that's, they get rebounds, they're crashing the offensive boards, defensive boards, so you really got to be cognizant on that.
Well, head coach Rick Carlisle, he certainly has had high praise for you. He talked about the fact that you're a capable player, a knowledgeable player, but he also, as you were just talking about, the speed, the agility, the lateral movement that you have, that you can, these guys may be bigger and stronger than you, but Brandon Wright, they're not faster than you. You can beat them down to that sweet spot and get that high percentage shot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I come in the game, that's what I want to do. I want to run those guys, you know, make them aware. It's been plenty of games this year where the other opposing teams had to go smaller because I've been in the game, and they don't want their center being outran and, pretty much outworked and getting worn down early in the game because, you know, the running around and the, you know, shorn and, you know, just being athletic and just – being, you know, having a lot of energy. So I think it's been a great situation for me, and I like I said, I like the opportunity to play at the five.
What has been the biggest challenge in terms of, you know, defensively? I mean, you think of the NBA, it's a pick and roll league. I mean, it's completely different than playing college ball. I mean, you've really had to work on that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, you know, it was the first couple years when I got in the NBA, it was pretty tough as far as the pick and rolls. I wasn't used to having to show and, you know, defend point guards coming off at 100 miles per hour. But, you know, last year and this year, it was really my two adjustment years on, you know, how to do those things. You got to get low, you got to move your feet, because guards will just barrel into you, you get a cheap foul every time. So you want to stay away from that.
One of my observations is with this particular team is that you guys seem that, Brandon, that you have a very special chemistry with the center position, with Mahimi and Haywood and even Yee, that you guys don't have any ego. You don't care who's getting the number of minutes out there. The bottom line is there's no I in team. You guys want to go out there and do the best that you can. So the bottom line is to get that win.
That's what it's about. You know, sometimes you might play 10 minutes, sometimes you might play 35 minutes. You know, we don't care. We support each other either way it goes. You know, the minutes have been, you know, different for everybody, almost every single game. And, you know, we just, you know, we cheer each other on. And like you said, it's a humble approach. We want to win, and we're going to support each other, you know, even if we're not playing. So it's been great.
How much more of a responsibility, Brandon, do you feel? We think of, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, and you look at these scouting reports, the number one goal is to contain Dirk Nowitzki. We saw it at San Antonio. They were just throwing so many defenders at them in waves. Do you feel more of a responsibility that, hey, I have got to step out and alleviate some of this pressure and take the onus off him and really provide, you know, quality possessions?
Well, I mean, I think it's the type of thing where you need to just play your game, play to your strengths. And I think I play off Dirk very, very, very well, you know. They come over with the double teams, he can just drop it off to me, and I can just go high above the rim. I think, you know, his skill set fits my skill set on offense. As far as like him getting double team, I can flash to the ball. If he doesn't hit me, he can skip it over to the next man for a three. So it's been working really well for us.
I am curious, since we're having an opportunity to sit down and talk, who, you know, everybody's got that player that you look up to, maybe not idolize, but you want, you know, you try to emulate on the floor. Who throughout the years have you, now that you are in the NBA, that you've really looked up to?
I mean, that's a funny question, because a lot of people ask me that, and personally, I really haven't looked up to a single player. You know, I take parts from here, from there. You know, you look at players that you like, you know, okay, I want to add that to my game, but it hadn't been one particular player at all.
One of the players that has had a lot of longevity within the league is like a Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. And I think back to the game in San Antonio, you had three blocks in that second quarter, you know, against, you know, Blair and Ginobili, and then also against him. I mean, that's got to give you a little boost of confidence and make you feel good that you can hold your own against the best in the league.
I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, you got to have confidence in yourself. And when you lose confidence, you can't play. I mean, you can't really play up to your abilities. You know, if a guy is even overconfident, he'll play up even, you know, above and beyond what he can do. So it's better to be overconfident than, you know, timid and, you know, scared and not knowing what you want to do.
Well, you are, you know, a very self-assured player. And one of the things, you know, Coach Carlisle has talked about, that you have a great feel for the game. Can you share a little bit about, as far as what is it like being a part of this system and playing for truly one of the best coaches in the league?
I mean, it's been a great opportunity since I first gotten here. You know, well, let's go back. Coach was, you know, one of the first coaches to call me in free agency. You know, we really like you. You know, you had some unfortunate injuries in the past, but we really think you have a lot of talent, that you can fit this system very, very well. And, you know, if you were to sign here, it would be, you know, it would be a good opportunity for you. You know, I took that to heart. You know, the world champions calling me, first team to call me in free agency. You know, it was big for me. And as soon as I got here, he took me under his wing. He wanted to develop me. And then, you know, the guys on the team have a lot of confidence in me also, which helps out a lot. You know, when your teammates have confidence in you, it makes your game go to another level.
Brandon, you've had such an incredible career. We think back to your high school days at Brentwood Academy in Nashville, Tennessee. You played 1 year for a terrific coach in Roy Williams, and then, as we were just talking about, in Coach Carlisle. I'm sure you have those moments of reflection where you're like, I've been so blessed.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely been blessed. Have an opportunity. We won 4 state championships in high school. You know, made it to the Elite Eight my freshman year at UNC. It was unfortunate how we lost, but we lost. You know, coming to the NBA at such a young age, you know, had the ups and downs with the injuries, but I'm only 24. So I'm still 24 and 5 years in the league. I mean, I can't complain at all.
We've had an opportunity to talk in the past. What are some of the immediate short-term goals that you have for yourself? I mean, you got a 4-foot vertical. I mean, what else do you want to improve upon within your game?
I mean, you just got to continue to expand each and every year. I'm not even close to being in my prime yet. Just got to continue to develop. I think with young players, they kind of get set into, you know, what they've been successful with. I think you got to stay with that, but you just got to add a little bit as time goes on. And, you know, when you play on a good team like this, a team that has world championship capabilities, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, playing with great players is a great opportunity, especially for a young guy.
But specifically, you want to be able to stretch that defense. We saw you at practice earlier with Coach Brown. I mean, you guys were really working out, you know, from the high post.
Oh, yeah. You know, my natural position is the four. You know, I can catch and go and use my quickness. Or, you know, like you said, one of the things I want to continue developing my jump shot, you know, 15, 18 feet. You know, when I get that in my arsenal as a consistent weapon, I think the sky's going to be the limit.
Okay, my final question for you is, what is it about this Dallas Mavericks team and the UNC? I mean, we've got a huge alumni base here. We've got Vince Carter. We've got Brennan. I mean, what's it like when you all get together, and do you stay in contact with Coach Williams quite a bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We always talk to Coach. We talk to the guys. You know, we had a mass exodus of players. So, you know, we're trying to keep the ball rolling. It's going to be tough next year, but we'll be all right. But, you know, it's great to have those guys in the locker room. I see them in the summertime, so it's not like, you know, I hadn't seen those guys before. But to have them on the team is even better because, you know, those are veteran guys. I'm a younger guy. I can lean on those guys when I need something.
Well, Brandon, congratulations on an outstanding season. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Be sure and join us online at eradiosports.com for more exclusive interviews.